It's the Last Call podcast, and guess what? I have got a strained voice because I decided to smoke a cigar, and I haven't done that for years, so that's why I am probably not going to last very long tonight. The Trump fallout continues, and it's very interesting to see what's really starting to be learned about all of this. We have that the FBI supposedly raided Mar-a-Lago looking for, or they confiscated, a cocktail napkin, a dinner menu, and then there was a letter from Kim Jong-un and a letter from Barack Obama. Now, why would they want those documents? Why would they want something like that? It's very, very suspicious. And I would suggest that what something that was written on those documents is what they're really after. And I think something else is even a little bit more suspicious and deeper. And if you listen to the Dark Journalist on YouTube, go over there. He did a show last night about the raid itself, and he brings up a lot of good points. One of the good points he brings up is that Donald Trump, when he was going through the whole January 6th nonsense, was telling people like Jack Posobiec, who ultimately tweeted this during that time, you know, between January 6th and January 20th, that Donald Trump was going to declassify everything, the JFK file and the UFO file. He's going to declassify everything. So that is an extremely strong statement to make, and it is something very, very damning that Trump was going to do, because that right there all of a sudden opens up a can of worms about disclosure, and ultimately that means that the deep state doesn't have control over the information that they want to leak out to you. In other words, they want to be in control of that information. If they know that there's a free energy device available, they don't want you to know that energy is free. They want you subservient. They want you to keep believing that energy is finite, right? When we talk about free energy devices, it means that you can get energy from nothing. Well, technically nothing, but that's the way it kind of pans out. And then if you look into Donald Trump's background, he had a very personal relationship with President Nixon. And Dark Journalist brings up the fact that President Nixon supposedly had a time capsule at the White House. And in that time capsule, it supposedly talked about how they had developed free energy devices from reversed engineered UFO technology. So could you imagine if someone like Nixon or Trump came out with the, hey, guess what? We have free energy devices. We don't have to worry about fossil fuels, and you don't have to worry about some weird pseudo-Nazi like Elon Musk and his weird, bizarre occultist mother trying to convince you to use a battery, right? And oh, by the way, Trump is introducing that technology. Could you imagine all of those people that are going, that would go apeshit over that? And the other part is it could in fact be that Trump took some of those documents and he was going to release it on his own, which ultimately leads the Democrats down a very, very dark road. And also the deep state, like I said before, they want to control the technology. They want to control the release. So if you've got somebody like Donald Trump out there, oh, the program observer, Chi-Chi, is on the watch. She's trying to keep me honest with all of this. So if you could imagine all of this, that you have Trump in possession of notes like that, then you go, oh my gosh, I mean, this is a lot bigger than you think. And I kind of lean down that path. But I think ultimately they're trying to get Trump to not run again in 24. And it's going to be, you know, they're throwing the gauntlet down. And I think that's the big reason behind all of this. And part of them doing that, the deep state. Now, it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. The deep state is working through the Democrats right now. And they're telling the Republicans to stand down and don't do anything. So they're both in coordination. Why do you think Mitch McConnell does nothing all the time? Why do you think like people like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, supposedly Republicans, why do you think they don't do anything? It's because they're working with the deep state, and the deep state is working through both parties. That's all this is. So the main goal here is long-term. It's longer than just Trump, right? Because what they're trying to do is re-engineer political participation and its definition in the United States. They're trying to gear up for an almost dictatorial style, I was going to say theocracy, a dictatorial style political system that allows the ruling elite to do whatever it wants, and they don't want you involved. The tearing up of the Constitution is so flagrant and so blatant that it's to the point of ridiculousness. Even a dumb Democrat from New York City has to start understanding how dangerous this is at this point. Because think about it. If you want to start a third world war, you can't have any opposition to that. Because at this point, thanks to the internet, there are going to be enough people out there that realize what the game is. So what do you have to do to make sure that happens? You have to make sure that there is zero opposition to you. You have to make sure that elections do not happen. That's what's really going on here. They want this third world war. They want this depopulation effort in the worst kind of way possible. And they need to complete it for some reason by 2030. And I keep asking myself, what is that reason? Why do they want this date to be, or why do they want this agenda to be completed by that date? Doesn't make sense. I have my own opinions on it. I suspect it has to do with something quote unquote extraterrestrial, but I won't go into it now. So this comes from USA Watchdog Greg Hunter. He's an okay broadcaster, and he came out with something that I thought was pertinent, and it proves the point about how the Trump raid is really symbolic. It's a sent as a message. Anybody that goes against the deep state or goes against what the deep state wants, right? They want a war, they want depopulation, they want everybody vaccinated, will be dealt with. And the measures that how they're going to be dealt with is they're going to be stronger and stronger with each passing moment. Martin Armstrong, geopolitical cycle, see that my voice is shot. Analyst Martin Armstrong said that the time to prepare is now for the chaos that's going to come in 2023. And the destabilization of America has been kicked into high gear early with the FBI raid on President Trump's Florida home this week. And he goes, this is really unprecedented. In the United States, we're supposed to have a civilized transfer of power, and that's all coming to an end. Well, we haven't had a civilized transfer of power since 2016, when that fat cow wouldn't stop mooing about how she lost. And then he continues, it's striking a real death blow to the very idea of democracy. They are so afraid of Trump running in 24 that this is just over the top. Once they did this, there is no end. And Mr. Armstrong is completely right. This, if you are so scared of an opponent where you have to sick the FBI on a former president about supposedly documents that he shouldn't have, then this sets a message. This is sending a message to everybody out there that you are not above political payback. That's what this is about. The Department of Justice is not unbiased. The Department of Justice is as biased as the day is long. And there's nobody that's going to convince me otherwise. All you have to do is look at, I don't know, the past 6 years. I have been warned that the Democrats have been maneuvering, and the reason they are allowing all the illegal aliens to come in is that they intend to allow them to vote. So this, they know that the game is up with the algorithms and the electric voting systems, even though they're still going to use it. So that's the real problem with the election cycle, is that they use electronic voting machines. And since you use electronic voting machines, you can manipulate the data and the ballots however you want. Unless you get rid of electronic voting machines, you will never have a valid, in my opinion, a valid election ever. Whether that's at the local level, the national level, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Those machines are so hackable. And it's so easy to manipulate the data that goes into those things that it is completely unsafe. Completely unsafe. Armstrong says that Biden's support is around 12%. I'm surprised it's that high. We basically are sitting here in the middle of the collapse of Western civilization. It's socialism that is collapsing because these people have done nothing but borrow money to bribe them to vote for them. There is no way to pay it back, and they had no intentions on paying it back. That's why we're seeing the complete spending spree in places like the Ukraine. They're laundering the money. All that money is going back to politicians, and that money ends up in offshore accounts where nobody can trace it and so on. So that is something to watch out for as well. Armstrong is also worried about civil war and extreme civil unrest in 23, and he continues to advise people. You know, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. Twitter, I brought this up, but Twitter has suspended Russian Foreign Ministry account for saying what everybody knows. I brought this up, I think, 2 weeks ago or a week before, where they particularly point out how the U.S. and its allies in Ukraine and elsewhere might be involved in the emergence of COVID-19. Well, it's clear through people like Dr. Fauci that it is true. It's more than, I shouldn't say that. It's more than likely true. It's more than likely true. And the Russians came up with a whole big spreadsheet, a whole big PowerPoint presentation about how Hunter Biden and Democrats, they specifically named Democrats, are involved in funding this kind of research throughout the world, specifically in the Ukraine. So there's the problem with this is that the deep state has been caught. There's no way to deny it. And the Russians have the receipts and they're just releasing more and more to it, out on it. And the problem with everybody else in the United States is that they don't want you to know what's going on. They don't want you to realize that they are not the good guys in this situation. Where trusting the science Democrats like Dr. Fauci are out there creating weapons of mass destruction on the borders of other countries for no other reason than to continue on with a Cold War style mentality. Even the head of Lancet. So Lancet is a big time medical study journal type thing, says that the COVID-19 Origins Commission from Lancet is convinced that the virus came out of a lab and says that that is a real investigation, and that real investigation is being blocked at every turn. So how can you justify that? How can you shut this down? This is all about ultimate control. This is about saying, we own you. We own the United States. We own the weapons that the United States operates. And you're not going to stand in our way. And we've got an agenda, and we're going to do it whether you like it or not. And that agenda is going to come at a high cost of human life, whether that's here in the United States or anywhere else on the planet. That's what's going on. Ultimately, they would prefer to have a society structured like China's, where there everybody is tracked, marked, and observed every moment of their life. That way, humans could be, quote-unquote, more efficient members of society. That's what they want, and they're not going to stop until we start standing up. Oh, man, my voice is shot. I can't go on any longer. As I fumble around and repeat myself and use crutches for words, and I'm just done. My voice is done. So I don't even know if I can do a podcast tomorrow. I probably will, but Last Call Podcast, you know the drill. Like me, find me, share me. My voice is done, and this is Chris Michaels.